You're live, mommy.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today for this little Facebook time together. And I know sometimes it takes people just a few minutes to get hooked in, so I thought I would tell you something funny that I did last week. It didn't feel very funny when I did it, but it's funny to talk about it. I had a day where my stomach was feeling a little bit upset, and so sometimes when that's the case, I'll put a couple of drops of peppermint in my water, peppermint oil, and it really helps to settle it down. Well, I did that last week, and then I went to put my contact lens in, and I didn't even think about washing my hands because I had only touched the outside of the bottle, and it didn't even occur to me that I might have peppermint oil on my fingers, but I did, and so when I put the contact in, I felt like my eyeball was freezing, and then water started running out of my eyes, and it was not a very pleasant experience. So let me just say that I don't recommend putting peppermint oil on your fingers before you put your contact lens in. Well, you may be able to tell that I'm in what looks like a gym, and it is the gym that I have at home. And I know you don't all have a gym at home, but a lot of you go out to a gym on a regular basis to exercise. And I was just thinking about you this morning, and I thought, boy, if you haven't been able to go for 5 weeks now, you're probably really, really missing it. And believe it or not, if you exercise on a regular basis, then you do miss it when you don't get to do it. But I just wanted to encourage you that even if you don't have one weight or one piece of equipment at home, to still do the things that you can do. Because when you're in a situation like this, where we're in this quarantine situation, it's easy to get down emotionally. And exercise actually helps you to keep from being depressed or discouraged, and it gives you energy. Boy, I don't know about you, but if I sit around too much, which we're all inclined to do right now, the more I sit, the worse I feel. So one of the things that I do is I'll go and walk up and down my steps a few times, and that helps me. Or I'll just take a 5-minute walk around my house and just go everywhere that I can around my house. Or sometimes I'll do some core exercises. I just have to get moving. I'll do planks or wall sits, and you may not even know what those things are, but the point is to do whatever you can do so you keep moving. Because one of the things that I heard a few years ago that I really like is that the more you move, the more you can move, and the less you move, the less you can move. And that's really important to me because I'm a little bit older than some of you are. I'm not old, but I'm aging every year. And I've been working out now for 14 years, but my husband has been working out for 55 years. For those of you that have seen Dave, that helps you understand how he looks so good and has such a flat tummy and doesn't look his age. Dave will be 80 this year, and he maybe looks 65. And so he tried for years to get me to work out, and I just told him I didn't have the time. But you know what? The bottom line is we do have the time to do what we really want to do. We all have the same amount of time. So it just depends on how we divide it up as to what we're going to do with it. But I really wanted to encourage you during this time, don't use the pandemic as an excuse to gain a bunch of weight. You know, a lot of people are calling it the quarantine 15. It's like they're planning to gain 15 pounds during this time. And you do really have to be careful how you set your mind in a time like this, because you can start thinking, well, you know, I'll just gain weight. You can actually plan on gaining weight. But, you know, don't be in a situation where when this is over, then you feel bad about yourself because you have gained a bunch of weight and now it's going to take you 2 or 3 times longer to lose it than it did to gain it. I know there's a great temptation when you're just sitting and you have a lot of time on your hands to eat just for something to do or to eat for comfort. But you can also set your mind not to do that. Or if you need to snack on something, you know, you can get raw carrots or celery or, you know, radishes or things like that, green pepper. I keep a bag of things like that in the refrigerator. And sometimes if I just feel like I need to chew on something, I'll go get a little bag of those and crunch on them while I'm working on a book or doing whatever, you know, I might be doing. I really want you to take care of yourself. You know, a lot of you may think, well, I don't have time to take care of myself. I'm too busy taking care of other people. But the truth is if you don't take care of yourself, you will get to the point where you don't, where you can't take care of other people. And so things like exercising and taking the time to eat right. You know, a lot of people think they can't eat right, they can't afford it, or it's too hard to fix those kinds of healthier foods. But here again, let me tell you something, you're worth it. You're worth a little bit of extra money to get healthy stuff. You're worth it to take some time to work out. You're worth it to take some time to maybe prepare foods that take you a little bit longer to prepare. Invest in yourself, because the world needs you. You know what? You may not think so, but you are important to what God's doing in the earth. And every single one of us, we're so unique, and God created every one of us for a purpose. And you have a purpose. And I just feel like there's some people watching today. You need to know that. Right now, you may be feeling so useless. And I get it. You know, I'm used to working and working hard. And, you know, I could start thinking, oh, bummer, you know, I'm not accomplishing anything today. But you're not useless. God has a plan for you and a purpose for you. And hey, you know what? This will be over. It's not going to last forever. And we're getting closer all the time to being able to get back to normal everyday life. And so I started working out 14 years ago, and I can tell you a couple of funny stories about it. I was sitting on a boat one day, and I had my legs propped up, and the back of my leg was itching, and so I started to scratch it, and I felt a lump back there. And I thought, oh my gosh, maybe I haven't got a tumor in my leg. I didn't understand what it was. And then I felt the back of my other leg, and I had the same thing there. And then we all got a big laugh, because I realized that it was a muscle. I had actually been working out long enough to get a muscle. And I can tell you, when I first started working out, I got so sore. I mean, I was so sore, I always say I had to fall on the toilet and pray to be able to get up. But after a while, you know, if you do it regularly, after a while, you're going to start looking better. I didn't actually lose any weight, because I was gaining muscle, which weighs more than fat does. And but I did lose like almost 2 inches in my hip area. And there's no woman alive that wouldn't love to lose 2 inches in their hip. And so I'm just really encouraging you to keep moving during this period of time. Just don't just sit and sit and sit. Hey, the weather's starting to get nice now. You can go outside and take a walk. And you don't have to walk 5 miles to say you walk. Just go out and walk as long as you feel like walking. Get out in the sunshine, wave at a few neighbors, and just do what you can do. You know, right now, let's don't use the excuse, I can't do everything I want to do, as an excuse to do nothing. I've always found out in life that whatever I do is better than doing nothing. And that's really how I first started working out. I used the excuse all the time, I don't have time, I don't have time. And I finally felt like God put it on my heart. You know, if you do 5 minutes, it's better than doing nothing. And I started with just doing a little bit, and then pretty soon I wanted to do more, and I wanted to do more. And here I am 14 years later, still doing it. And I really think it's one of the reasons why, at the age of almost 77, I'm still doing so much and doing conferences and writing books and, you know, having energy to do things every day. And so I want to really encourage you to set your mind on what you really want things to be like when this is over, and start investing in those things right now. I think I said this before, but I want to say it again. Don't use food as your comfort during this time of loneliness. You know, one of the things that really helps your health, and it will help you not to eat so much, is to drink lots of water. They say to drink one half in ounces, to drink half of your body weight. You know, so if you weigh 100, you drink 50 ounces of water a day. And I know some of you think, well, I might drown if I tried to do that. But, you know, try to drink as much as you possibly can. So many people say, I don't like water. I don't know how you can't like water. If you don't like water, it's probably because you're just not used to drinking it. And there's so many other things available today that are easy to grab that we've gotten a bad habit of grabbing a soda or something else that's not good for us instead of drinking good, clean water. And just remember, there's a lot of people that need you, and you really need to take care of yourself so you can be able to help take care of them. Now, in addition to our physical health, even more important is our spiritual health. And this is a time when you really need to spend time in the Word. Talk to God about everything. You know, that's what prayer is. Prayer is just talking to God. Let's don't over-spiritualize it so much that we think it's something hard to do. Just talk to God. Talk to Him about the way you feel. You know, talk to Him about what you need help with. Pray for other people. And just, you know, make sure that you stay in the Word of God, that you spend time reading. I've written 140 books. Surely you've got one of them in your house, I hope. You can go dig it out from wherever you put it and read it. Or if you've read it, you can read it again. Or whatever you want to read, just make sure you read something that's going to build you up and make you feel better. And then I wanted to talk to those of you today who maybe have never received Jesus Christ as your Savior. You know, I was talking to a friend this morning, and his dad died recently of a heart attack, actually during this time, so they couldn't have a funeral, they couldn't have a memorial, nothing, which is really just a very different experience. But he was saying, I don't know how anybody could not believe in Jesus, because he said, I could feel the comfort that he gave me during that period of time. And I told him, I said, I think a lot of people don't believe in God because maybe they've had some bad things happen to them, and they start trying to figure them out, and they get confused and think, well, if there really was a God, or if he really was good, then how could this have possibly happened? You know, there are many things hidden in God that we are not meant to understand. What God wants us to do is trust Him beyond reason. I used to be a person that was I was always trying to figure everything out, and I couldn't be settled till I thought I had it figured out. And then finally I realized that if I was as smart as God, I wouldn't need Him. He knows things that we don't know, and the thing is no matter what kind of a bad thing happens to you, you can trust Him to work it out for good. The thing may not be good, but God can work it out for good. And you know, receiving Christ as your Savior is really, really easy. All you need to do is be willing to turn away from sin, admit that you have been a sinner, and be willing to turn away from a sinful lifestyle and learn how to live the kind of life that Jesus died for us to have, which really, I know people think, well, I don't, you know, if I do that, I'll have to give up all my fun, and I'll have to do this and that and something else. You know something, being born again and having Christ as your Savior and having peace and joy and knowing that you're right with God is so much more fun than going out every weekend and getting drunk and having a head hangover the next day. And I've tried both ways of living. I tried the wrong way a long, long time ago, but I've had the privilege now of serving God for over 45 years, and I can tell you that it is absolutely wonderful. And I'm sure that you want to know that you're going to go to heaven when your time here on earth is up. And so I'm going to pray with you today for those of you who want to receive Christ as your Savior. And then we're going to offer you a free download about how you can really get to know Jesus. It's got some things in it about how to get your new life started with Him. And, you know, please, if you're not born again, don't go one more day without Christ in your life. And you might not even understand that term, born again, but you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. And when you're born again, Jesus comes to live inside your spirit, and inside you feel alive once again, and you feel clean. I remember as a 9-year-old child when I received Christ, I felt like I'd had a bath on the inside. I just felt like cleansed. And you know, you don't need to carry that heaviness and that weight of sin and feel guilty all the time. Jesus died so you could be free from all of that. And so maybe you've never received Christ as your Savior, or maybe you've tried to live for God at some time and you you fell back into sin, and now the devil's got you convinced that God will never take you back. But that's not true, so you can renew your commitment to Him today. Or you know what? I think a lot of people today, they go to church, and they have a love for God, but they're not living for God. And they think that going to church is the only thing they need. But Jesus didn't die so we could all just have our own little church group. He died so we might have a wonderful life and an intimate relationship with God through Him. And I know that there are many of you watching today that you are spiritually hungry. You're lonely, you feel empty inside. So I'm going to pray with those of you that want to receive Christ right now. So let's pray, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about this download that you can get. Father God, you can repeat this after me if you will. Father God, I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry for the way I've lived. And I want to receive you as my Savior and my Lord today. Forgive my sins and come and live on the inside of me and make me a brand new person. I believe that you're God. I believe you died for me. I believe that you rose from the dead and that you're alive now. I give myself to you and I receive you right now. And I believe I'm saved. I believe you love me. And I'm on my way to heaven. And I want you to teach me how to live for you. And I'm sure some of you think, well, I didn't feel anything at all. Well, it's not about feeling. It's about what the Word of God says. And I can guarantee you that you are going to notice a change in your life. You're going to feel more peace. You're just going to feel lighter. And the download we have is you go to joycemeyer.org/how-to-know-Jesus. Please get online and get that download. It's going to really help you. Or you can call our phone number and we have people answering the phones that will be glad to answer any questions you have or to talk to you further about what we were talking about today about receiving Christ. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you. We care about you. And we're going to be here for you online on a regular basis until we can get back together again in person. Have a great rest of the day.